Listening 1. Mia Perlman, page 34. Main ideas. Exercise 1.
Hi, welcome to the museum.
Thanks. I'm very interested in Mia Perlman's art.
Well, let me tell you a little about her.
Okay.
Mia is very interested in the world we live in, and she was always interested in the world, even when she was a little girl.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, for example, when little girls play with dolls, like Barbie dolls, they usually make up stories about them, right?
Sure.
But when Mia played with her dolls, she didn't do that. She was only interested in making the place where Barbie lived.
You mean like a Barbie house?
No, it was bigger than a house. It was a really big space, like a Barbie world.
That's very unusual.
Yes, Mia is an unusual person. Even when she was a child, she understood the world is very big, and people are just a very small part of it.
So is that why her sculptures are so big?
Yes. Each sculpture is like a little world.
A lot of Mia's sculptures look like things we see in nature, like clouds or the wind, like different kinds of weather.
Yes, because her art is about the things in the world that are bigger than us, things that people don't control, like nature, the weather, even war.
Mm-hmm.
So when people look at Mia's sculpture, she wants them to feel like they're inside something very big, and they're a small part of it, just like they're a small part of the world.
Oh.
Let's look at one of Mia's sculptures. This sculpture is called Inrush.
It's beautiful.
Okay, look up. Do you see that window?
Uh-huh.
The window is closed, but the sculpture looks like clouds and wind that are rushing in through the window, moving very quickly into this room.
Yes, I see.
And the sunlight from outside really comes through the window, so it's part of the sculpture too. It gives the sculpture light.
So the sculpture is like a part of nature inside the museum.
Yes, and when you stand near the sculpture, you feel like you're a part of it too. So you feel like a part of nature.
I do. I feel like I'm standing inside a cloud.
Mia wants people to feel things that they can't feel in the real world. That's why she makes art.
Interesting. I have some specific questions about how Mia makes these sculptures.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, when Mia begins a new sculpture, how does she decide what kinds of lines to draw?
Mia says that she doesn't really decide this. She just draws what she feels at that moment.
Oh, and how many pieces of paper does she cut?
For each sculpture, she usually cuts 30 to 80 pieces.
Wow. And what's going to happen to this sculpture when this show ends? Is it going to a different museum?
No. When this show ends, her sculpture ends too.
What do you mean?
Well, Mia comes to the museum and she takes down all the pieces of paper, and she never makes this specific sculpture again.
But why? Her sculptures are so beautiful. I don't understand.
I know. But Mia thinks sculptures are just like dances or theater or music concerts. You enjoy them, but they don't last forever. And that's life, too. Everything has an end. That's another thing Mia wants her art to show.